Trig, for reading God's word this morning for us. If Jesus was in front of you today and he turned and asked you this question, who do you say I am? What would be your response? Some might think he might say that he was a good guy who lived a long time ago. Others might say he was a wise teacher, but they're not really sure what he was all about. Then there's those who might answer kind of like Peter did. Maybe not the exact words that he used, but they might say something like, Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now, when I think of this question, my answer is, Jesus is my Savior. He is the one who allows me to be in right relationship with Jesus again. This question is a question that we all need to answer for ourselves. So today is Confirmation Sunday, and there are 6 students who are sitting in the front row over here who are going to share with us their answer to this question. Who do you say I am? We will have the privilege to listen to them as they share the message of good news through their recorded statements of faith. Now, over the last 2 years, this group of students have been committed to our discipleship confirmation class here at Bethlehem Covenant Church. And now, as they have completed the course, they have each written a personal statement of faith. They have taken the time to think through each question and to answer it for themselves. It's not what their parents believe or what their grandparents believe, or what answers they think I want to hear from them, but they've taken time to really think through these answers and write them down in their statements of faith. So this morning, we do have the privilege to hear their thoughts on who Jesus is to them and some other key areas of faith as these students profess what they believe and share things they have learned so far in their lives. And I have to say, after listening to these statements of faith over this last week, my prayer for everyone who is listening to this message, whether it's now or in the future, watching the recording later, is that you find encouragement from what these students share in their statements. So as we hear from our first students, listen to the confidence that they have as they describe who is God.
God is the creator of the universe.
The creator of the world made the heavens and the earth, the animals, the moons, the seas, the lands, and the planets. When I step outside or drink water or whatever I do, I know I am proud that my God created that.
I believe that God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one. This directs my life because he created earth and us.
I believe that God is the one and only God, creator and lover of all. He helps me when times are tough.
These guys remind us that God is our creator. Drake paints an image in our minds of God creating everything, the heavens, the earth, the animals, the moon, the seas, the land, and the planets. And I love how he says when he even just steps outside, he is reminded of what God made and that he is proud that his God made that. Psalms 33, 6 through 9 says this, "The Lord merely spoke and the heavens were created. He breathed the word and the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundary and locked the ocean in its vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord and let everyone stand in awe of him, for when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command." As Trigg shared with us, God consists of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This is known as the Trinity. It's 3 distinct persons in one God. So we're going to dive into who are these 3 persons. We're going to start with the Father. So listen to how some students describe God the Father.
I believe that God the Father is loving and forgiving. God is loving because he loves me no matter what. He is forgiving because he forgives us when we pray for our sins.
While he loves, he cares, and is there for you whenever. He makes an impact on me that I can trust in God, and I know he will never fail.
Jaden and Drake both know that their Heavenly Father loves them. As Jaden says, he loves her no matter what. And Drake reminds us that he is always there for us, and we can trust him. So when we mess up, God still loves us, and we can bring those mistakes to him, and he is ready to forgive us. In a little bit, we'll hear from Jaden again. Read John 3:16. You probably know this verse. This verse displays the depth of love that God the Father has for each and every one of us. He loves us so much that he gave his Son for us to be able to be in right relationship with him again. So let's take a look at who these students think the Son is.
I think of God the Son, who is our Savior. He gave his life so we could live for eternity. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." The definition of the Son is that God gave us a daily reminder that sometimes we make the wrong decisions in life, but we can always be forgiven for them. It helps me remember that God is understanding, and even though we all make mistakes, God is open to forgive them.
How he suffered for us on a cross and died and rose 3 days later. But the cool thing is he is still with us, and the day will come where he's with us again on earth.
Jesus is the Son of God, the promised Messiah. He was sent to take away our sins. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was innocent, but treated like he was guilty. We are all guilty, but because of his sacrifice, we are seen as innocent. Jesus taught us to live in a loving relationship with God and others.
Jesus is the promised Messiah that we read about in the Old Testament. He is our Savior. It was our punishment that Jesus suffered, not because he deserved it or because he had to, but because of the love that he has for us. I love how Alex ended this part, saying Jesus taught us to live in a loving relationship with God and others. Jesus is the example that we all need to look at of how we should live. Now this brings us to the third part of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit is a reminder that God is everywhere around us and inside us through ourselves and others. It shows me that I can find God in all places, good or bad, but he's always with us.
The Holy Spirit reminds Nora that God is everywhere around us. When we invite the Holy Spirit to be a part of our lives, we gain access to God all the time, in the good and in the bad. That is something to get excited about. We have access to God through the Holy Spirit. Let's hear more about the Holy Spirit from a few others.
I believe that the Holy Spirit is within me, that he encourages me when I need it.
God, the Holy Spirit, is the one, once you accept Jesus into your life, that lives with us forever, and the one that is a communicator with me. The Holy Spirit lives in my heart and guides me through life.
When I think of God as the Holy Spirit, I think of the voice in my head that gives me guidance while also helping me make the right decisions. His voice goes with me everywhere I go, helping me throughout my life.
Isn't it amazing to hear these students talk about the Holy Spirit living inside of them? It's not about this Holy Spirit that lives inside of other people, but it's this own personal, firsthand experience with the Holy Spirit that is actively working and guiding their lives. They describe the Holy Spirit as an encourager, a communicator, a voice who guides them wherever they go. John 14:26 says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." The Holy Spirit gives direct access to hear and to learn from God. This year's class of confirmation students are open to hearing from the Holy Spirit, reminding them how to live the way that Jesus lived his life. It is the way that is taught about in the Bible.
I believe that the Bible tells us the Word of God.
When people ask me what comes to mind when we talk about the Bible, I think of it like an instruction book, giving us the answers to our problems, even though it may not be the answer we are looking for. The Bible is a book about people telling stories about the Word of God and gives examples of lessons in life. It helps me learn more about God and teaches me lessons. It also teaches me the impact God can have on others' lives.
These students go beyond believing that this ancient book is just a good story. They allow what is written inside it to influence and to shape their lives. They seek to learn what God has inspired to be written on these pages of his word, and they are open to receive it. As Jaden said, even though it might not be the answer we're looking for, they are still open to receive it. In our weeks meeting up to this Sunday, we met together after church to talk about these statements of faith, and I asked each student, what is your favorite Bible verse or passage? And they'll be coming up here on the wall so you can take a look at them, and I encourage you to maybe pull out your phone or jot these down and take some time to look at these verses so that you can be encouraged as well of what these students find encouragement through. Now, if you take a couple minutes to read all these verses, you might notice a theme or two emerge. One thing that I noticed as I was reading through these is that these kids get that they cannot do everything on their own. These verses remind them to humble themselves and to ask God for strength and for help. There is power in the Word of God. These students know that they can go to the Bible in both good times and in bad times. They are confident that the words that are written on the pages in the Bible are from God, and so that we have access to them today. The Bible gives hope, guidance, and a place to find truth in a world that has so many questions about what is true. My prayer for this class of confirmation students is that you continue to get into the Word of God, that as you stated today, you go to it for answers and to be comforted in tough times. That is my prayer for each and every one of you. And in a little bit, we'll be giving each of you guys a new Bible to celebrate you completing this course. Now, these Bibles have an app for your phone that is paired with your Bible to give you a deeper opportunity to study, reflect, and to see what is in the Word. So my hope is that you use this Bible to go deeper into what God has written for you guys on those pages. There is power in the living Word of God that helps the church become more like Jesus. So let's hear from our students about the church.
I believe that the church is the community, not just the building.
The church is a place where the community comes together in God's house and talks about the Word of God.
I believe the church is full of God's believers.
So who is the church? We are the church. It's the people. It's not just the building. And as Drake and Jaden shared, they see church as a family.
The church is like another family to me. And just like a mom or dad complimenting me on what I did right or correcting me in my wrong times, I've met so many people from the church that have a huge impact on my life.
When I think of the church, I see it like a big family helping me grow and continue further in my faith.
So as a family, we are there for one another to celebrate together in the good times and to be there to help each other in the bad times. I want you to hear how Alex describes how God has used our church to help him through a tough time last year.
Last year, we had another scary and difficult time in our lives, and God was there with us to help us through. Our church is pretty amazing. Rebecca, Leanne, Chris, and Emma were sent to us by God to help me when my grandma was sick.
Our church, our community of believers, our family, we seem to get what Jesus was telling us to do in Matthew 5:16. Let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father. The church helps others, not so that we get the praise, but so that others will praise our Father in heaven. We do this because we know that our eternal reward in heaven is far greater than any reward we can get here on earth. This reward that we will receive in heaven is given to us freely through God's grace. It is the gift of salvation. So let's hear from our students how they explain salvation.
Salvation is that Christ paid for our sins so we can have eternal life. It affects my life by giving me comfort that if I make mistakes, God can forgive me.
I believe that salvation is my sins being forgiven through Jesus. Since I led him into my life, I believe that when I ask for forgiveness, I shall be granted it.
The greatest gift we have ever been given is salvation. It is our guarantee that we will have eternal life waiting for us with God and Jesus in heaven. Our salvation is something that nobody can take away from us.
These students and the gospel are really clear on how we receive salvation. Jesus Christ is that way. John 3:18 says this, "Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son." So to receive the free gift of salvation, we need to believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And when you do, your salvation is something that nobody can take away from you. God wants to have a personal relationship with you. Listen to Alex share another example of how he has seen God at work in his life.
When I was born and very sick, I believe God was with me and gave me the strength from the doctors and nurses, the knowledge so I can be here today. I also feel that God had it in his plan to have me live with my grandma and grandpa. God always wants what is best for us.
So if you know Alex's story, you know that God has done miracles in his life. He was a baby who was very sick, and now today he is being confirmed, and he is able to proclaim the good things that God has done in his life. And Alex, I admire how you point everything that has happened in your life to God's hand at work, and that he never left your side at all, through it all. It is something I admire about you. Now let's take a look at some other students of how they describe their relationship with Jesus.
As his follower, to help me grow positive relationships with others and make the right decisions on my ongoing journey with Christ. I committed my life to Jesus, talking with the people in my confirmation class and watching them also grow in their relationships with God and hearing their feelings on God to help me learn.
As his follower today, it means I can grow with him and make others know about him by spreading the word.
My relationship with Jesus is great. It means a lot to me that he has a calling for me and to serve others on earth as he would.
God is actively moving and teaching in the lives of our confirmation students, from learning in times of conversation to being bold to share the good news, and also seeking to follow the call God has given them. These students are continuing to grow in their personal relationship with Jesus. God is good, and he is doing good things in the lives of our youth today. These students understand that just because they're being confirmed today, their faith journey is not complete. Listen as they share their intentions to continue growing in their relationship with God.
My intentions for continuing my journey in life through my church are to always stay close to God, never let the negative things drift you away from him, and to always put him first.
I'm grateful to becoming part of this church and growing community. In the future, I plan to strengthen the lessons I have learned in following God's path.
I plan to keep going to church and keep learning about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I believe that God has given me strength to keep believing in him. I'd like to serve God by helping the community.
Participating in the rite of confirmation will be meaningful to me, as I will feel like a chapter in my journey with God will be completing, but a new one is just starting.
For these students, this chapter of confirmation is completed, but a new chapter of faith is just getting started. I love to hear how they plan to continue to strengthen their relationship with God, from remaining connected to our church family to serving God by helping others. I look forward to seeing how these students use the gift that God has given them to have a kingdom impact both in our community and beyond. I am grateful that I've had the opportunity to get to know you guys over the last couple years and to be able to walk through the Bible with you. I invite you all to hear a little bit of the impact confirmation has had on a few of these students.
Through confirmation the last 2 years, I have learned that God is all around us and there for us whenever we need him.
DC affected my life by helping me learn about God. I also learned more about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit through Moose.
Participating in confirmation is meaning to me. It's a time in your youth to set up your path to your life, to complete your journey before it's time to go. God has a calling for everyone, and by completing confirmation, I know he has great plans for me.
God has great plans for these students, and God has great plans for each and every one of us, too. As we begin to wrap up this time learning from our students this morning, allow Adam and Jaden to encourage you to remain faithful to God as he remains faithful to you.
Some words of encouragement I have is never give up. Even through the toughest times, God will always be there with you.
Be patient with God's work because no matter what situation you're in or what is going on with your life right now, he is here to help you fight your battles.
Today, these six students shared with us who Jesus is to them. They did so not to boast about all the things they have learned and experienced over all their years so far, but so that God could be glorified for the work that he has done, he is doing, and that he will do in their lives. And we know because they reminded us that their journey of faith is not over now that they have reached Confirmation Sunday. Just like the rest of our faith journeys are not complete until we stand before God in heaven. So as we wrap up this time learning from our confirmation students, let me challenge all of us to answer this question for yourself. Who is Jesus? But don't just answer it to yourself. Share your answer with others, so they may also experience the living God. Would you pray with me? God, I thank you for these six students who have gone through confirmation, who have now taken the time to write their statements of faith of what they believe about you. And God, I thank you for the things that they have taught us today and reminded us of today. May we hold on to those truths and reflect on them as we continue to live out our own faith journey. God, I thank you for this time that we can be reminded of the love that you have for us, that you never leave us, and that there's nothing that we can do that will ever take away that love. So God, thank you for this reminder that the confirmation students gave to us today. In your name we pray. Amen. So now we get to take part in the rite of confirmation. So I'm going to move this out of the way so you can see the lovely students better. And as I'm doing this, I'm going to invite you guys to come on up, you students, and Pastor Tim as well. I need to grab my book over here. I'm all about seamless transitions here, so if you... We go all about that here. So this is what the 2 years of class all leads up to, friends. The rite of confirmation. You have learned all the things. You've answered all the worksheets. You wrote your statements of faith. And now we get to do the rite of confirmation. So brothers and sisters in Christ, just as nature has its times and seasons, each of which is important, so in the providence of God does human nature. There's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time for the early and the latter rain. This is most certainly true. Thanks be to God. Today we rejoice because our youth are on the same gracious pilgrimage in faith as we are, having been drawn by God's word, by holy example, by the sacraments, and by prayer. We know that their journey has only begun, yet we are confident that God, who began a good work in them, will bring it to completion on the day of Christ Jesus. Let us give thanks to God who awakens faith in them and in us.
So what these students have proclaimed is in the line with what the historic church believes and what we hold true through the Apostles' Creed. So I'm going to invite you to share, to say this Apostles' Creed together, all of us. They'll be on the screens. And so together, let us speak this affirmation. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As your pastor and teacher, it is my prayer that these expressions of faith may provide the basis for the commitment of your life to Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord.
So answering for yourself and in perfect freedom to be silent if you cannot yet answer, I call upon you to respond to the following questions. And as I do, I'm going to come over here on this side of you, and you may turn and face me. And you can respond to these in an affirmative, I do. So do you confess personal faith in Jesus Christ and desire with God's help to be his disciple? If so, say, I do. And do you believe with the Church of Jesus Christ that the Bible, the Old and New Testaments, are the Word of God, telling the story of God and God's people in the past and guiding them today? If so, say, I do. And as you continue in your life, do you intend to keep worshiping in Christ's church, listening to his word and responding to his call according to your faith? If so, say, I do.
I do.
So be it. According to your faith.
So at this time, I'm going to invite those who are praying over these students to come on up. Now, these people who will be walking up on the stage are people that the students actually chose to pray over them this morning. They are people who have had influence in their faith journey so far. And so as they are arriving up on stage, these are just a few of the people. It takes a lot more than just one person per kid to impact someone's faith journey. But these are a few of the representatives who have had an impact on these students. So as we move into this next part, I'm going to hand you a candle. Again, I'm going to remind you to hold it upright so we don't burn the church down. Jane, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good, his good deeds.
All right, Jaden, I have had the privilege of knowing you since you were a baby, and it's been an absolute joy to watch your faith grow these last 14 years. I'd like to give a verse from Romans chapter 15, verse 13, that says, "May the God of joy and peace..." Oh, and I was going to memorize it? No, I have to read it. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Can I pray for you? Dear Lord, we just thank you for Jaden and the gift that she is to us. We pray that her faith would continue to grow exponentially in all areas of her life, so that whether she's in school or on a pitcher's mound facing a 3-0 count, Lord, that you would just give her the faith to lean into you, and that this faith would follow her all her days, and that through this faith in you, she would be under your protection and guidance in all she does. Amen.
So you guys can go to the end of the line, and we'll rotate on down.
You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you today for Nora. I pray a blessing over her, Lord. Lord, I just rejoice that she has chosen to follow you, Lord. And we just, I'm so excited about the path she has chosen, Lord. I've known her for so many years, and what stands out about Nora is her gentle spirit. And Lord, your word tells us in 1 Peter that a gentle and quiet spirit is precious in God's sight. Lord, I pray that she would just use her gentle spirit and all the gifts you've given her, Lord, to make a difference in your kingdom and to glorify and honor you, Lord. I pray that she would be an example by her speech and her actions and everywhere she goes, Lord. Pray that she knows that you have a special purpose for her. And she was created, she was predestined to do things for you, Lord. Just pray that she knows how dearly she is loved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Adam, you are the light of the world. I'll let you tip it a little bit so I don't dump out. Thank you. Let your light shine before others so that they may glorify God through your works.
First of all, congratulations, Adam. Very proud of you. Dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you provide strength and guidance to Adam as he continues to grow, not only physically, but spiritually. Help him feel your joy, love, and presence every single day. Let him know that you will be with him through any struggle he may encounter in his life, and help him understand that he's never alone in this world. Also, help his friends and family continue to grow and guide with him in all the right directions. In your name we pray. Amen.
You are the light of the world. And let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Drake, as I was thinking about today, 1 Timothy 4:12 is what came. And it says, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity." God, I thank you for Drake. You have blessed him with a heart of gold, the strength of a warrior, and a very strong will. I pray, please guide him with your Holy Spirit through this journey we call life.
Drake, you are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others so that they may see what you do and glorify God.
Dear Lord, thank you for all of your blessings. We are praying today for Drake, so please keep him safe, help him make wise choices, and always be a young man of great character and faith. Surround him with good people so he will always have a heart for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray over Alex today as he gets confirmed in his faith, and we just want to thank you for bringing him to our church. We ask you to guide him in his journey with you. Lord, help us all to be good examples of Christ-like followers as we have enjoyed watching Alex grow in this church and become a Christian, and to be confirmed amongst people that care and love Alex. It has been my honor to have been asked to pray over Alex on this special day, and I am excited to see what the Lord has in store for him. Amen. Amen.
Now it's my privilege to give you all a blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you, and make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Now would you join with me as I give a benediction of this time of the rite of confirmation. Now to the one who can keep you from falling and set you on the presence of his glory, jubilant and above reproach, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, might and authority, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all time, now, and forevermore. Amen. Would you join with me in giving an applause for these confirmations? You guys can all blow out your candles nicely. Oh, Adam, well done. Well done. And we're going to give you the gift of the Bible that we talked about in the message, as well as a certificate of completion of confirmation. And then you guys can go have a seat as well.